This is Weekend All Things Considered on Michigan Radio. I'm Tyler Scott. Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, to help small businesses hurting because of the coronavirus pandemic. The deadline for businesses to apply for forgivable PPP loans is Tuesday, but there's still more than $100 billion that hasn't been awarded. Joining us to talk about why that is Sarah Russell, a certified public accountant at the Michigan-based accounting firm Clayton & McCurvey. Sarah, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You've been helping small businesses get their hands on forgivable PPP loans. How easy is it for businesses to participate in this program?
It depends on the business. So the small businesses that had previous banking relationships, it was much easier for them to participate in the program than those businesses that didn't have a prior banking relationship.
What do you mean when you say a banking relationship?
Yeah, so if you don't have a current line of credit or another type of loan with a bank, the challenge is to access the capital provided in the PPP program were a little bit more difficult. So that's one of the reasons why some of the smaller businesses who don't traditionally have lending relationships with a bank had a very hard time getting through the PPP program, especially in the first round of funding. Those funds got utilized so quick. And I think a lot of small businesses got pretty frustrated in that first round and sort of threw their hands up and didn't really move forward and try to apply when the second round of funding came out.
As of last week, there was still $128 billion in PPP money left. According to my own calculations of Small Business Administration statistics, about 13% of all small businesses in Michigan have been approved for PPP loans. But with so much money in the program left, why haven't more businesses tried to get a piece of this pie?
I think the rules have changed so frequently and so fast through this entire program that it's been a bit overwhelming to small businesses, especially if they're not relying on advisors who are really getting into the details of the legislation to advise them. If they're trying to figure it all out by themselves, I think that it's pretty overwhelming because those rules have been changing so fast. I had one client who said, I feel like I'm playing a game of basketball, and at the end of the game, they're going to tell me where the three-point line is. The forgiveness regulations that were issued are very favorable to the borrowers. They really try to make it so that almost every business can maximize their loan forgiveness. But they did it so late. I mean, they didn't issue those rules until mid-June. So we're 3 months into this program and we finally got regulations just a couple of weeks ago. And I think that scares a lot of the smaller businesses.
The deadline for PPP applications is Tuesday. If you're talking to a business who hasn't applied for a PPP loan, are you encouraging them that they should?
Yeah, I would encourage them to really take a look at it and see if it makes sense. Very few small businesses it would not make sense for. I would say the only businesses that should not apply for the PPP are businesses that look like they're going to go out of business and therefore they won't spend the money. I think, too, that businesses that apply today are at an advantage because now they get to spend the money when they're reopening rather than the businesses that got it in April and thought they only had 8 weeks to spend it and sort of kept people on payroll while they were closed. Now this capital can be used to help as you go through the reopening process.
That's Sarah Russell, certified public accountant at Clayton & McCurvey.